President Trump's executive order affects people traveling from Syria, Iran, Iraq, Somalia, Libya, Sudan, and Yemen. UW Madison spokeswoman Meredith McClone read from a prepared statement by Chancellor Rebecca Blank that called on President Trump to reconsider the immigration ban.
She's calling on our leaders to search for a balanced approach that does not weaken our higher education system, the competitiveness of our economy, and core principles of our democracy.
McClone says at least 88 faculty and staff at UW-Madison may be potentially affected by the immigration ban, including one student who is traveling back to the U.S. Around 130 students could be impacted by Trump's executive order at